Verse number 20, the Bible reads, where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. So where there is no tale bearer, the strife ceaseth. Very wise statement here. It's just saying, just like when you run out, you have a campfire, you run out of wood, guess what? That fire is going to go out. There's no fuel. It's just going to burn out. Likewise, when you don't have somebody instigating things and telling these stories and stirring people up, the strife is going to cease. The fighting is going to end. The problem is when you have the talebearer just going in and causing the problems and causing divisions. We need to watch out for that, but also we need to make sure just for yourself that you're not being the talebearer. That you're not just spreading information that you know is going to be causing problems and causing fights between people and messing around with people's credibility or whatever. And just saying. Well, no, sometimes you don't just need to say. Sometimes you just need to shut your mouth. Verse number 21, as coals are to burning coals and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. The words of a talebearer as wounds, and they go down in the innermost parts of the belly. We already read that in another proverb. It must be important. Verse number 23, burning lips and a wicked heart are like a potsherd covered with silver dross. That is a bad combination, having burning lips and a wicked heart. What does it mean, have burning lips? Lips that just can't stop. You just can't control your mouth. And then combine that with a wicked heart, disaster. Verse 24, he that hateth dissembleth with his lips and layeth up deceit within him. Dissembling. I mean, think of assembling. You're building something together. You're building it up. Dissembling is you're tearing it down. The person that hates is tearing down other people. Don't tell me that you love your brother or your sister in Christ when you're tearing them down with your words. Because that's not love. And the Bible's warning about that. We ought to be very, very careful. Because these are serious problems that not only would it be a sin for you, but it also just does damage and I think brings reproach upon the name of Christ. If this is how you treat one another, if this is how things work, that is why so many, you know, we talk to people all the time out soul winning. And there's all these different stories. And some of the worst problems that happen is that people just get out of church because they're like, you know what? I was part of church for a long time. And then there's like this split and there's these factions. And you've got people gossiping between here and here. And all these problems going on. You know, people are just like, I don't want to have anything to do with that anymore. I thought this is supposed to be a family. We're supposed to love each other here. I thought this is supposed to be a place where we could serve God together. And I go there, and all of a sudden people are just talking about me from the moment I walk in the door. And it puts a bad taste in their mouth, and they never want to go back to that again. If that's the way church is, I don't want to have anything to do with church. Now, obviously, you can't judge all churches and all people based on one experience. It's not right for someone to do that. But it is a reality. It is something that people do. And it's all the more reason to make sure that you're not like that. That you're not going to be the cause of someone else going, well, I don't want to have anything to do with that. I'm not going to start just spreading rumors. And look, it doesn't, you could, you know, some people do it publicly. And it's just open and on Facebook and on Twitter and on whatever social media is, throw out lies and slanders and gossip and railing accusations, and they don't even care. Yeah, that does a lot of damage. But you know what? Even if you don't do it publicly, you still got to watch out for being guilty of gossip. Gossip only needs two people. Talking about that third. And when there is no good reason at all for you to be bringing up someone else, especially something bad about someone else, then don't do it. Because that's gossip.